Good morning.
Good afternoon.
This is
Good
Sister
afternoon.
Sylvia Gale.
Welcome, Sister Gale. Welcome.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Sister Wanda.
Oh, good afternoon, Sister Wanda.
Claudia Taylor.
Good afternoon, Sister Claudia Taylor.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, this is the Parker family.
Good afternoon, Parker family. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
On Calvary,
good evening.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Deaconess Mildred Nelson calls.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Deaconess Nelson.
Thank you. All is well.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Precious.
Welcome, welcome.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Deacon Adams. How's everyone?
fine, thank you. Deacon Adams, welcome, welcome.
All right. All right, I mean.
All right.
Moselle Leslie.
Okay, welcome, Sister Leslie. Welcome.
Okay, you have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Lieutenant Spate.
Welcome, Brother Spate. Welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Reverend Barbara.
How are you?
Good.
Good, good.
Good afternoon, this is Trustee Paul Porter.
Good afternoon, welcome, Trustee Porter.
Thank you.
Looks at me. Lift me, oh, when nothing else could help, it was love that lifted me. Lift me, oh, yeah, when nothing else could help me, it was your love that lifted me. I'm calling you Savior, oh, hear my humble cry.
Good afternoon, Lisa Shipman.
Good afternoon, Sister Shipman. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Master. Sister Alice Lawson. Good afternoon, Sister Lawson. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Please don't pass me by. Wish I had somebody here that was desperate tonight to lift a hand and say I need.
Good afternoon. Deacon Howard and Leslie Howard is on. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Brother Howard, Sister Howard. Welcome, welcome.
I need thee, oh Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah, every hour.
Teresa Brown. Good afternoon, Sister Brown. Welcome, welcome. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. All right. Thank you, Mwamba. Thank you. Welcome, welcome.
Brother Josiah?
Welcome, welcome. Good afternoon.
I tried to do it on my own.
Carl Qualls. Good morning, Shyla.
Good morning. Mr. Qualls, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. This is Ella Belton from Ocala, Florida.
Welcome, welcome, sister.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, this is Brother Gibson.
Welcome, Brother Gibson. Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Please,
I'm not
feeling
that, because I'm reminded of a story.
Welcome,
Jesus
welcome.
Was in the Garden of Gethsemane, getting ready to be crucified. He was a little bit discouraged. He didn't want to do it. He said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass. But nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. He went up to Calvary, but
good afternoon, this is Hope McLeod.
Welcome, Sister Hope. Welcome.
Thank you.
Deacon Jones.
Welcome, Deacon Jones. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to hear you.
Yes, same here.
Good afternoon, Charo family.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good morning.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Sister Eleanor.
Have a blessed day. Thank you.
You too, love.
Out of the ashes, we all will rise. No one like you. Can't find nobody else, nowhere. Oh, our God is great, stronger.
Deacon Huston here. Good morning, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Deacon,
good afternoon.
Deacon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
From this power of God. that if our God is for us, who can ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? Oh, 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 yeah, oh.
Amen, amen. Welcome, welcome. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. We welcome each and every one of you on this line this afternoon, and our service is about to begin. I don't know what you came to do today, but I come to lift up the name of Jesus. I come to praise him, and I come to worship him. Worship him in every way. At this time, we are preparing ourselves for the reading of God's word. So we call on Trustee Brenda Lewis to give us our scripture.
Good afternoon, Shiloh, members, family, and friends. This afternoon, I will be reading Psalm 146, verses 1 to 7. That's Psalm 146, verses 1 through 7 in the King James Version. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth. He returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry, the Lord looseth the prisoners. The name of the Lord for the people of God, thanks be to God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Trustee Lewis, for the reading of our scripture. And right now, we're going to get started with our worship and praise, our praise and worship. I'm going to call on Sister Natasha Groom to render us our praise and worship.
Good afternoon, Shiloh. Let us praise the name of God with a song. Let us praise and worship him together this morning. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun
unto the going down of the same. He's worthy, Jesus is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Glory, glory in all things. Give him glory. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. He's worthy, Jesus is worthy, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. Jesus, blessed Savior. Oh, Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
Amen. Amen. He is truly worthy to be praised for all that he's done, all that he does, and all that I know he will do. Praise him. Praise him. At this time, let us prepare our hearts, our minds, and our souls for prayer. It's time to have a little talk with Jesus. And we call on Deacon Janice Waters.
Good morning, sisters and brothers in Christ. Let us go to God in prayer. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Break us, melt us, mold us, fill us, dear God. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Father in heaven, you who made us in your own image, loved us so much that you sacrificed your only begotten Son to die on Calvary's cross so that we, Lord, can have a new life. A new life, and we will be able, Lord Jesus, to drink from the tree of life. Dear God, we come this morning, we lift all our cares up to you, Lord. We know, Lord, that you never fail us yet. We fail you, but you never failed us yet. So, Lord, as we come, we bring our burdens and we lay them at the foot of the cross. We lay them at your feet, Lord, because you told us in your words to bring all our burdens to you, for you are our burden bearer. You are our promise keeper. You are our light in the dark places, dear God. And you promise that you will give us peace to run and never be weary, dear God. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for grace and mercy, dear God. Thank you, Lord, that we can have this talk with you. Tell you all about our troubles. You're never too busy to hear our faintest cry. And as we come this morning, Lord, we lift up those who are unable to be in this service because of consequences, Lord. Some are so sick, dear God. Some are weary. Some are distressed. Some don't know where to go for help. But Lord, this morning we know that there is one health, and you will never turn us away. You are our burden bearer, Lord. So help them, help us to bring our burdens to you, dear God, and you will lighten the load. And Lord, we pray that you will touch those who are bereaved this morning, dear God. Losing a loved one to the grave, you know all about it, dear God. But Lord, we don't grieve like those who have no hope. And we know that some sweet day, when life is over, we will all be around the throne of grace, singing songs of Zion. And so, Heavenly Father, we ask you to touch those who are sick and afflicted, Lord. One touch, oh, he touched me. Let that be their testimony. And oh, what a joy it brings to my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. And Father God, we lift up those who are roaming the street, nowhere to call home. But Lord, you have a home in heaven for each one of us, where nobody can come and turn us out, because you gave it to us. So Lord, we ask you to be merciful unto them. Help the community to just reach out and touch them and help them along the way, so that they too, Lord, will be renewed and come to know you as Lord and Savior. And Father God, we lift up all nations unto you, dear God. We lift up all nations, dear God. Presidents, vice presidents, prime ministers, all those who make laws to control your people here on earth, dear God. Lord, the prophet Isaiah, he prophesied that the government will be on your shoulder. So, dear God, have thine own sweet way. Take control, dear God. Mankind wants to be like you, but they will never be, because there's only one you, dear God. And all others are just for a time, for a season. So, Father God, we pray that you will touch each and everyone. Touch the speaker of the moment today, dear God. Let the words that go forth, Lord, be touch souls, and souls will be redeemed for your kingdom, dear God. Change lives, dear God. Help each one to have a perfect relationship with you, dear God. Help them to change from their ways, dear God, knowing that there is no other God but you. There are those, Lord, who seek to use your name to convince people for their benefit. But Lord, you sit high and you look down low, and you promise that soon and very soon, you will come. So help us to be ready, Lord Jesus. Help us to love one another, dear God. Love without ceasing, Lord. Everybody is our sister and brother. And moreover, Lord, you love children. Children are your heartbeat, dear God. And Lord, as we go into this service, when the word will be spoken, Lord, may it resonate on our hearts. May we, Lord Jesus, surrender to your will, dear God. Not just outside, but inside out. And Lord, may it be a blessing to each and everyone this day. And help us, Lord, to go out and tell others, share it with others. Help others, Lord, to come to know you and to accept you as Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we know that you are never too busy to hear our faintest cry. So, Lord, we lift you up on high. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We honor and adore you, O God. For great is your faithfulness unto us. Morning by morning, your mercies we see. All that we have, dear God, you provide it. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. We worship and adore you, Lord. And Lord, we pray that your spirit will move among us and we will be richly blessed. In your name we pray and say, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, I just you've been so good. Yes, Lord, you've been so good. Yes, my Lord, you've been so good. So good, yeah. I just want to thank you, I just want to thank you, I just want to thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Walters, for that powerful prayer, and Brother Josiah. At this time, we are ready for our announcements. I call on the most capable, faithful, and loyal leader of our church, Deacon Dr. Cynthia Richards.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And Psalm 92:1 says, it is a good thing to give thanks and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And today we want to thank everyone who is participating in our service. We have special thanks to Reverend Barbara Watkins today for deputizing for Deacon Margaret Henry. We thank her for her illustrious service, her superb service in leading this ministry. Praise the name of the Lord. Likewise, we want to thank Brenda Lewis for scripture and Deacon Janice Walters for prayer. We also want to extend thanks to our music team of Sister Natasha Groom and Brother Josiah Spellman for our worship music. And church, as we approach a new church year starting in September, let us continue to be steadfast, to be unmovable, always abounding in God's love, God's word, God's truth. Let us continue to praise the Lord and trust in him to guide us as we continue in the service of the Lord. Amen. And on to our announcements. Our worship leader, Deacon Margaret Henry, as you know, is recuperating, but she sends greetings to the church and she expresses her gratitude to all who have reached out to her at this time of illness, and she is coming along nicely. We take this time to announce the homegoing service for our beloved usher, Sister Estelle Lawson, and that service will take place at Shiloh Church on Friday, September 2. The viewing will be at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then the service will commence at 11 a.m. So please bear that in mind. And much to the glee of many, and we are grateful to God for this announcement, we are preparing to return to in-person worship in the Shiloh Sanctuary in September. Please consult the church's website, we ask, for community announcements that are coming from the county office. There is much information there for the community on intervention programs for mental illness, suicide prevention, and elder care. So please check the website. And then the entire church family will be receiving a letter from the church. We ask that everyone give this letter your undivided attention. It will update you on the progress we are making with the search committee in calling a new pastor. Next, we thank those who have started to bring school supplies, you know, bags and stuff like that for the children, and they are at the church. You still have time, church, to bring your school supplies for the children and drop them off at the church. So distribution will take place next Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. so the children can receive whatever is there for them, backpacks and stuff like that, from 2 to 3 p.m. Now, please keep all our sick and shut-in members in your prayers. And today, I want to lift up a few of our sick people. We ask that you remember to lift up Brother Benny Giles, who is quite ill. Reverend Eugene Woodson. Sister Joan Haskett. Sister Laura Jeffries. Sister Gwyneth Boykin. And Deacon Margaret Henry. There may be others that we are not aware of, but we ask you to just keep in your prayers all sick and shut-in members. Likewise, please remember to lift up our bereaved families. And at this time, please pray for the family of Sister Estelle Lawson, who's gone home to glory. And these are our weekly announcements. We still have Sunday morning adult Sunday school at 10 a.m. And there is life application class at 10 a.m. with Reverend Barbara Watkins. There is kids church returning in September. Wednesday night Bible study will return the second Wednesday in September. Men's Bible study will return the second Thursday night in September, all at 7 p.m. And then we continue with the morning prayer, 6:30 a.m., Monday through Friday. Likewise, we have evening prayer, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday. And we approach the preaching hour. The preacher today is none other than a friend of Shiloh, Reverend Stephen Epps of Brooklyn, New York. Reverend Stephen Epps was a friend of our beloved late pastor, and he has proven to be a friend of Shiloh. He's an erudite speaker, a committed servant of God who rightly divides the word of truth. And we thank Reverend Epps for standing with us at this time of need. We pray God's blessings upon him, his family, and his ministry as he serves in God's vineyard. And we will hear from Reverend Epps later. And finally, we wish everyone a safe and blessed Labor Day weekend. And now we call on Trustee Paul Porter, followed by Deacon David Nelson. Trustee Paul.
Thank you, Deacon Dr. Richards. And good afternoon, Sensational Shiloh family, friends, visitors. It's giving time. In Malachi 3 and 10, it tells us, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. So we give by way of Givelify, Easy Tithe, and the envelope system. Givelify, you need to have the app downloaded to your smartphone or your tablet. Easy Tithe, you go to the church's website at sensationalshiloh.com, click on the donate button, and you give through that platform. With Givelify, you'll see the same information once you have that app downloaded to your smartphone. And, of course, you would have Shiloh as your church, Shiloh Baptist of New Rochelle. And the envelope system, you can either mail them to the church at 185 Lincoln Avenue, the zip is 10801, or you can bring them by the church and drop them in the mailbox near the red doors. Starting today at 2 o'clock, Trustees Deaconess Meacham and Don Winslow will be there to accept any and all contributions. And I pray that you will all have a blessed day and a blessed week going forward. And just remember in Galatians 6 and 9, it tells us, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So I thank you all for your continued support, and I pray that we will all be soon reunited in the next coming couple of weeks. Thank you, and have a blessed day. God bless. Deacon Nelson.
Thank you, Trustee Porter. Good afternoon, Sensational Shiloh family and friends. I just want to give a little details on our reopening plan as of right now. The date is tentatively for the second Sunday in September. We will reopen. You'll have more details in the coming days and detail of everything I'm about to say in a letter form, so keep an eye out for this letter as well. The time, we're looking to start at 10:30 a.m. with service. At this time, we will be adhering to the following COVID protocols for in-person services. We'll have a capacity limit in the sanctuary so that we'll make sure everybody has enough space to be spaced out separately from each other. We're asking everyone to pre-register for Sunday services. We're asking everyone who is going to attend on Sunday to pre-register. Again, all the details will be given to you and how to do, all this will be done. When those everybody comes in, we're going to have temperatures will be taken, along with health screening question will be asked. We have designated a section of the sanctuary for members of the same household to sit together, and we'll have socially distanced seating for everyone else. Also, if you would like to join, become a part of some of our service ministries, the ushers, the music department, or such, please give the church office a call. The number is 914-636-7440. Again, if you'd like to join and become a part of our service ministries, the ushers, and music department or choirs, please give the church office a call and provide your name and let us know which ministry you're interested to be a part of. All right. We thank you for all of your attention to this matter. As I said, you will receive a full detailed letter in the next couple of days giving you more instructions on how things are going to go forward. But I just want to give this brief information to you currently right now. And at this time, I'd like to call on Sister Wanda Shuford Johnson, who's going to give us our birthday celebration for the month of August. Sister Johnson.
Good afternoon, everyone. Please join me in celebrating our Shiloh birthdays for August.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday just for you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
August 1st, Trustee Hope McLeod. August 2nd, Brother Aaron Nelson. August 2nd, Sister Jennifer Wilson. August 3rd, Sister Nia Jean File. August 4th, Sister Soretta Briggs. August 7th, Sister Alice Lawson. August 8th, Sister Amy Kirkland Goodbye. August 8th, Sister Madison Motley. August 16th, Sister Karina Jeanette. August 21st, Deacon David Nelson. August 22nd, Sister Jasara Terrain. August 24th, Sister Ivana Moses Wampa. August 25th, Sister Vernell Brown. August 26th, Sister Tina Singletary. August 28th, Sister Sharetta Alexander. August 28th, Sister Tanya Guapney. August 29th, Brother Harry McIntyre. August 30th, Brother Albert Anderson. And August 31st, Sister Donna Carter.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank Deacon Dr. Cynthia Richards, Trustee Paul Porter, Deacon David Nelson for their information and most needed directions. And we also thank Wanda Shuford for the birthdays. We thank you. It's already been said, it's time to be fed. It's time to be fed the Word of God. You've been already introduced to the speaker of the hour. And after the sermonic hymn by Brother Josiah, the next preaching voice you will hear will be that of Reverend Dr. Stephen Epps. Hear ye him as he breaks unto you the bread of life.
Afternoon, Shiloh. I know we have a lot to be thankful for, and we're saying that we should be grateful for all that God provides. So I find it more appropriate to sing, Lord, I'm grateful for the things that you have done, and I'm grateful for the victories he's won. I can go on and on and on and on about God's word, because I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. Just praise you, Lord, flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart, is gratefulness, yeah. By a show of hands, whoever's in the sound of my voice, say they're grateful to Jesus for being alive today to give him praise and worship. Oh, yes, Lord, I'm grateful for the things that you have done. And I'm grateful for the victory you've won. I can't go on and on and on and on about God's word, because I'm grateful, grateful, grateful just to praise the Lord. And it's flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart, is gratefulness. Yeah, yeah, yes, yes. Lord, I'm grateful, 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 gratefulness flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Gratefulness is flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 grateful. Grateful, 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 gratefulness. Oh yes, and it's flowing from my heart. All the issues of my heart. I'ma say it again, it's flowing from my heart. Are all the issues of my heart. Lord, is gratefulness. Hallelujah, yeah.
River Nips.
11. Beloved, good afternoon. God knows my heart has missed you. I've missed both the honor and privilege of us being together. Only your former pastor, my Morehouse brother, the Reverend Dr. DeQuincy Hintz, would introduce me to a congregation that I'd actually miss. I'm glad to rejoin you today. To the deacons and trustees, the spiritual and fiduciary glue holding us all together, we are in your debt and are indeed grateful. To the music ministers, we thank you for offering a joyful noise, a sweet sound, and a high praise. May God continue to bless your ministry. Beloved, I want us now to anchor our hearts and minds in a few words from Paul's letter to the Philippians, the third chapter, verses 12 through 14. It reads, "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at perfection, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." The word of God for the people of God. Beloved, for a few moments, please join me around this title, An Imperfect Pressing. An imperfect pressing. Beloved, I know, God knows I know. I never really said I was. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I wish I were. The epitome of being on the right side of things, the absolute best at doing good, fearless and flawless, nothing to regret. You open up the dictionary and see my name and picture right there next to that P word. But guess what? I'm not. Nope. I'm not perfect. You can ask if I'm a perfect parent or a perfect spouse or a perfect friend or a perfect partner, but you'll get the same answer. Beloved, I discovered that it doesn't even make a difference where I am. Am I perfect at home? No. Maybe at work? No. Perhaps at school? No. Certainly at church? Don't laugh. I know. But sometimes it might look like it, right? Quoting a scripture here or there, or with a degree hanging on the wall, or seen as fashionably clothed, or with some success on the resume. But when you get to the bottom of it, perfect? No, I'm not. Beloved, there was a woman who thought for a moment she had the perfect husband. Several men are in the locker room of a golf club. A cell phone on a bench rings, and a man puts it on speaker and begins to talk. Everyone else in the room stops to listen. Hello? She says, honey, it's me. Are you at the club? Yes. She says, I'm at the City Center Mall now, and I found this beautiful leather coat. It's only about $1,000. Is it okay if I buy it? The man says, sure, go ahead if you really like it. I also stopped by the Mercedes dealership and saw the new 2023 models. I saw one I really liked for $98,000. Okay. For that price, make sure it comes with all the options. Great. And, oh, one more thing. The house I wanted last year is back on the market. They're asking for $800,000. He says, well, then go ahead and make an offer for $750,000. They'll probably take it. And if not, go the extra $50,000 if you think it's a really good price. She says, okay, I'll see you later. I love you so much. You're so generous. He says, you're worth it. Bye. The man hangs up. The other men in the locker room are staring at him in astonishment with mouths wide open. Man turns around and asks, anybody know whose phone this is? I guess you'll find out soon enough that her husband isn't that perfect. But do any of us have to be perfect? Sometimes we think so, every I dotted, every T crossed, or else. Got to be perfect. Then maybe I'll feel less vulnerable, keeping things from just falling apart so bad things don't happen. Got to be perfect. Then maybe they'll stop abusing or mistreating me, demeaning or misusing me. Got to be perfect. It's too hard to face some things. The outcomes are just too uncertain. Too much slips out of my control. Got to be perfect. Beloved, I recall discovering an old photo with a high school friend, and I sent it to her. And she decides to post it on a social media site. But this time her hair is longer and flowing, her face without any blemish, her braces vanish. Her weight melts away, even the background went from a shaded night to a sunny day. So at first glance, beloved, I didn't even know who was in the picture with me or when the picture was even taken. Got to be perfect. And to the practicing of our faith, we even bring this mindset as if we can't have any moments with deep doubts, can't ever find ourselves not on our best behavior, can't be unable to decipher at times between what's right and what works, can't get lost in our mistakes or get tired of being the bigger person, can't struggle or stumble, can't lose hope or lose ground, can't fail or fumble, can't be troubled or fall down, got to be perfect. But newsflash, I'm not. It's true. Sometimes the epileptic seizures interrupt my thoughts, and blurriness smudges my eyesight. And you all know that sometimes my words bump into each other, and my speech sounds slicing and broken. And yes, I can be temperamental and controlling, judgmental and cursing. I too can buckle under pressures. So what I want to do, I don't do. And what I don't want to do, I do exactly that. And some of you still bring it up. How I terrorized people, traumatized families, finding so much fault in folks that I played a part in their being put to death. Yes, my name is Paul. Hi, Paul. And I'm not perfect. But for some strange reason, believe it or not, God still puts a hand on me. What? Me too, says an enslaved Harriet Tubman suffering from a traumatic brain injury. Me too, Judge Greg Mathis with a juvenile record and a GED. Me too, says Maya Angelou, once wearing a for sale sign on her body just to make ends meet. You see, God still puts a hand on us, reaching through some regrettable decisions, some foolish mistakes, some low-down behavior, some doing whatever it takes. I know what it looks like, but God put God's hand on me. So what you see is not my success, but God's goodness. Not my strength, but God's grace. Talents, but God's gifts. For some strange reason, we don't have to be perfect for God to put a hand on us. And why God would do this? I ask the same question, beloved. Why would God's hand be on us? Because God knows. We're not perfect. And perhaps, beloved, noting our imperfections all the time, over and over again, in the mirror, in our private thoughts, while chatting with others, doesn't make us really notice, really appreciate, really experience that God's hand is on us. So Paul puts forth an experiment and proposes, maybe if we learn to forget some things, we'll feel God's hand on us. Beloved, Dr. Scott Small, a professor at Columbia University, writes in his book, Forgetting, The Benefits of Not Remembering, that the brain is constantly sorting out which memories to keep and which to discard and forget, so that we can prioritize and think better, make decisions, and be creative. Simply put, beloved, our brains have to forget some things. And, beloved, don't dare act like there aren't some things we need to forget. It wasn't our best moment. Forget it. The disappointment stung.
forget it. It was time we can't get back. Forget it. It didn't work out as planned. Forget it. No sense holding the grudge. No sense wallowing in trauma. No sense imagining what we could have done, should have done, would have done, but did or did not do. Paul would say, it's behind us now, so forget it. God's hand is on us. Feel that? Beloved, perhaps here's another way to feel God's hand on us, because I'm nearly certain that acting like what we do right now has no impact on who we become later, as if the taste of our later is not determined by the ingredients we use now. I'm pretty sure that doesn't make us really notice, really appreciate, really experience that God's hand is on us. Beloved, UCLA psychologist Hal Hirschfeld informs us that it would be to our benefit if we'd not be so preoccupied with the present that we neglect our future selves. There are some advantages in envisioning our future self as a separate person. Beloved, a simpler way of looking at it is what we do right now should be a benefit to our future self. Opening, I don't know to whom I'm speaking. Do you think your future self appreciates your present self's negative thoughts? Do you think your future self is better off with your present self doubting your potential or self-sabotaging your dreams? Do you think your future self is pleased with your present self settling as if you don't even have a future? Oh, no, beloved. A present Sarah Breedlove with just $1.05 gave us a future Madam Walker multimillionaire. A present Oprah Winfrey affirmed in the mirror gave us a future Oprah Winfrey dominating TV. A present Du Bois studying at Fisk gave us a future Dr. Du Bois graduating from Harvard. We want our present self to be thinking about our future self. So my present self may make mistakes, but I learn my lessons for my future self. My present self may give in, but I keep trying for my future self. My present self may fall, but I get up for my future self. So Paul would say, don't get stuck in the present for our future selves. Let's look ahead. God's hand is on us. Feel that? But if God's hand is on us, why not, beloved? Why not? If God's hand is on us, why not put some more effort into forgetting some things? Why not put some extra effort into focusing on your future self? God's hand must be on us for a reason. Or do we think God's hand has been on us as a people through American chattel slavery, lynching and mass incarceration, race riots and redlining and systemic discrimination just because? Do we think God's hand is on us through dangers seen and unseen, challenge and tribulation, through trial and opposition just because? Do we think God's hand is on us to be trapped in sadness, burdened by illness, frozen in fearfulness, or clouded by hopelessness? God forbid. Paul says, no, for each and every one of us, God has a prize. I heard it might be peace beyond understanding, an overcoming testimony, faith that moves mountains, all things a possibility, all things working together, strength to do all things, joy, unspeakable joy, set free, free indeed. Aren't you glad? If we truly knew the prize God has for us, Paul says, we just press. Forget what happened and press. Look to the future and press. Pull yourself together and press. Doubting yourself and press. Tears will come, but press. Pressures will bend, but press. Troubles will loom, but press. Into that genius, keep pressing. Into that purpose, keep pressing. Into that health, keep pressing. Into that dream, keep pressing. Into that wealth, keep pressing. Until the task is done, press. Until the change comes, press. Until the victory is won, press. Forgetting what's behind me, looking to the future in front of me, I press toward tomorrow. For the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. We can do this. You can do this. I can do this because God's hand is on us, on you, on me. Can't you feel it? Oh, beloved, I know sometimes it's hard to feel it, but it's there. I know it's there. Whether we feel it or not, God's hand is on us because we're not perfect. Thank you for listening and God bless. Beloved, we come to an important point of our gathering during which I'd like to extend two invitations. If you feel so moved to become a disciple of Jesus, accepting his teaching of love, justice, peace, and wholeness, I invite you to repeat this prayer after me. Jesus, I know I've fallen short. Forgive me. I believe you sacrificed your life for me. Now rise in my heart. Jesus, I trust you as my teacher and liberator. Lead me and I will follow. In your name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed this prayer, welcome to being a disciple of Jesus Christ. And if you'd like to join our church family of loving, kind, warm, and sincere people doing extraordinary things in the community, we invite you to contact us via any of our online platforms. We'd be honored to have you as we grow in faith and prosperity. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Epps. An imperfect pressing. We're not perfect. He just told us. We're not perfect. There are some things that we need to forget because God has his hands on us. We can make it through any and everything. We are not supposed to be preoccupied with the present because it affects our future self. Put extra effort on your future self. Press, 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 because we have a faith that can move mountains. Yes. We have unspeakable joy. We press until the victory comes.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it. God's hand is on us.
Yes.
Press.
Press.
Press. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And at this time, we want to call back Reverend Epps to give us our benediction.
Amen. Dear, wonderful, and eternal God,
We thank you for the grace to gather together in love and peace. As we depart each other's company, but not your presence, we go into this hour week pressing by forgetting what's useless that's behind us and looking to the future self in front of us so we may feel the hand that you have on us, even in our imperfections. May it be so according to your word. This we pray in the ancient name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. To others, you are mother, sister, and friend. To all, you are light, life, and love. Ashe and amen.
Thank you.